chain is mine.
Does it feel to stand on the threshold of a historic scientific discovery of intergalactic proportions?
So what's the big deal about a block of ice, Dr. Input?
No, not the ice, but the contents. Look at it closely. It's an absolutely astonishing discovery. Why, this could put us right up there with Darwin, Einstein, and the other luminaries in the parade of scientific stardom.
So what's in the ice block, Doc?
But that's just it. We don't know. This creature may have been frozen like this for centuries. The mystery will be solved by Professor Ozone, the museum's foremost know-it-all. So we must keep this discovery from premature exposure to the media. Now remember, Lovim, no leaks. That thing is going to change our lives forever, Lobeam. Why, our names will be household words. No more boring trips to remote excavation sites for us. Our careers will soon blast off to new highs.
Hey, give me a chance to hook up my seatbelt, will you?
Oh, sorry, Lobeam. I'm just in a hurry to return our Iceman to the museum. Oh, it's all so overwhelming. I hope you're prepared for instant fame and wealth.
There's only one thing I hate more than teenage rock and roll music. Teenagers who play rock and roll music. I don't even know what kids are. Maybe it's some kind of jock therapy. Rudy, may I have a word with you? What's up?
Judy, I need you here, too. I want everyone to get here. Did you recognize that music, Dad?
Oh, yes. Stravinsky, I believe. Opus in C minor? Or was it a Strauss lullaby?
Elroy, are you available for a family meeting?
Sure, Mom. I'm just finishing up with my transcendental levitation.
Okay, Jane, the gang's all here. What's the big gathering all about?
I have some big, exciting news.
There's no school tomorrow?
You're raising my allowance?
Your mother is moving to Mars?
Oh, really, George? Mother-in-law jokes went out in the 21st century. Do you all remember Uncle Lunar and Aunt Tenna from Outer Mongolia?
You mean the loonies from the boonies?
Aren't they a little short of a full deck?
Wacko is more like it.
Oh, don't tell me they're coming for a visit.
No, but you're close. Their son Hunky is coming. It's his first trip to Earth, so we must be tolerant of his alien lifestyle. He's just a teenager, and he's family, so he should be treated with dignity and respect.
Well, he's not getting into my computer's database. Those moonies are loonies.
He's probably heavy into that wall-to-wall roaring moon rock music.
If he is, I'll be in the heavy psychotherapy.
Oh, I can hardly wait until Professor Ozone sees what we have brought to the Spaceonian Museum collection. Oh, he'll be so excited and pleased. I can hear him now.
You blundering, incompetent, inept, irresponsible idiots!
Professor Ozone, we thought we had a rare scientific find.
Not me. I'm innocent.
I'm afraid you have made a serious mistake, Dr. Input. What you have done is, in effect, kidnap a citizen from the sovereign frozen planet of Polaris. You missed the planet you were sent to explore by 10 light years. You must return that alien immediately, if not sooner. If the Solarians discover this, the museum's impeccable reputation will be ruined.
Yes, I understand, sir. We'll have the alien back before the Solarians even know he's missing.
Oh!
Come on, Low Beam. We're in a hurry.
We could have been killed.
Or even worse. I'm afraid the Iceman is loose out in society, Professor.
Lose that Iceman, Input, and you lose your job.
Ugh, what an ignoble way to end a career.
Get on with it, you incorrigible blunderers. Small wonder we scientists go mad.
Better alert the media, Lobeam. We may need their help.
I'll keep them informed, Doctor. What happens if the ice melts and this ice guy turns out to be a not-so-nice guy and starts a panic?
There's an old saying in scientific circles.
Nobody knows.
He's gone! We lost him in the crowd of beepers over downtown.
But when we last saw him, he was sliding towards the Moon Mall.
Right. We'll pick up his signal there. Taxi! To the Orbit City Health Club and hurry.
Okay, but fast is extra, mister. With a hyper thrust, that's $50. Hey, $50, pal. I'm not running a charity, you know. It's guys like this that throw the entire economy into a recession.
When is Cousin Hunky coming, Mom? Any minute, Judy.
If he doesn't get here soon, he's gonna miss a terrific Mongolian barbecue steak dinner.
Actually, I'm dying to meet young Hunky. And since it's his first visit to Earth, we must have him adjust and fit in.
As long as he doesn't show up with a set of drums and a guitar and an entourage.
Well, I hope I'm not expected to fix him up with one of my girlfriends. Those Mongolians are weird.
And I can't have him hanging out with my crowd either. They're kind of straight.
Maybe he can hang out with Astro and Orbity. They're a little offline, too.
What's that? Someone at the back door?
Perhaps it's your Cousin Hunky. Now remember your manners. We must set a good example for Cousin Hunky.
Uh-oh. Hunky Moon Rock, I presume? Hey, he's here, everybody. Hello, Hunky. I'm Uncle George. Likewise, I'm sure.
Hi, Hunky. I'm Cousin Elroy.
And I'm Cousin Judy, Hunky.
Wow!
Welcome to Earth, Hunky. I'm your Aunt Jane. We were just sitting down to dinner. I'll get you an appetizer.
Give me five, Hunky. Hey, wow. What a super cool handshake.
Fortunately, we live above a psychiatrist with a safety net outside his window. I just know I'm going to have trouble with this Hunky kid.
So, Hunky, what's happening on the Mongolian teen scene? Wow! That's a totally outer spacious high five, Hunky.
Oh, that's so. Me blah, 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 blah.
It's Rosie's day off, but she left us some chocolate microchip cookies.
Wow!
You're welcome. I just love his Mongolian accent.
He must be on a special iron diet.
Hey, Hunky, let's go into my room, and I'll run a few high-psi computer programs by you.
Oh, you're the max, Hunky. You're totally spatial. I'd like to turn you on to some radically cosmic rock, too.
This is wonderful, George. The kids just adore Cousin Hunky.
That's because he hasn't thrown them off the balcony yet.
Oh, he's just a bit misunderstood.
That's what they said about Attila the Space Hun.
Hey, here's Astro. Come here, boy. Meet our cousin Hunky, Astro. And this is our dog, Astro.
Pleased to meet you.
Isn't he a total crack-up, Astro?
Yeah.
Oh, Mom and Dad, Cousin Hunky is in a whole separate reality orbit. I must call my girlfriend.
She ought to be calling the Psycho Squad.
I'll have to upgrade my views on Mongolians.
Meet Orbity, Hunky. He's our resident alien.
Hello, Hunky.
Becky's family.
Hey, I'm not a baby.
I'll let you two interrelate while I go snare a summer snack.
Really, Rocketta, you won't believe what a hunk my cousin is. He's adorably radical.
Ooh, sounds like my kind of guy. I'd love to interface with him, Judy. Where's his head at? Like, on a personality level.
Well, he's kind of off the wall. Make that totally off the wall.
Gotcha. Catch you later. Bye.
This kid has a very aggressive lifestyle. Does our insurance cover destructive nephews from another planet?
Yes, dear, but only every other leap year. Now calm down, George. Relax and watch the evening news. Watch other people's problems for a change.
Still no word yet on that missing Iceman mistakenly removed from the frozen planet Polaris and then lost by a Spaceonian museum research team.
You see, George, everyone has problems.
Somehow that doesn't make me feel any better.
A frozen ice block containing the man is loose in the city, and the public is being asked to help with any information about the lost Iceman.
I got enough troubles without having to look for some ice guy from another planet.
Hey, Mom, Dad, we're cruising up to the Moon Mall to pick up some new wave clothes for Hunky.
Stay as long as you like. We could use a breather.
I'm out of here. Bye.
Isn't Cousin Hunky a trip?
Yeah, a trip to the Looney Zoo.
Bye, Judy. Later, folks.
Now remember, George.
I know, he's family.
You hungry again, Hunky?
Wow, he has the appetite of a space horse.
Yeah, and he eats only unnatural food. Hey, there's something you'll like, cousin. A Polaris snow clone. They're terrific. Wow, he responded heavily to those snow clones. He must get them a lot at home.
Oh, he's totally into that. Diet.
Hope you kids come from a rich family, because that side costs plenty.
We're not rich, but we have our mom's credit card.
That's close enough.
Scientists searching for the missing Iceman have narrowed the search down to the Moon Mall. We'll keep you informed of further developments.
That's him, Lobeam. The Iceman. I would know his bleep anywhere. We're back in the chase again.
How will we know which person is the Iceman, Doc?
Elementary, my dear Lobeam. He'll be the only one wearing a beeping beanie.
Hold that pose, Hunky.
Wow, Hunky. Those clothes give a whole new meaning to the words far out.
Oh, titanium ties and Jupiter jumpsuits are the latest in intergalactic teen wear.
Come on, Hunky. Let's hit it for home.
There he is, Lobeam, our missing Iceman. We found him at last. Quick, quick, quick. Bring the car around while I escort our Iceman back into custody. Now, just relax, please. You're coming with us. It's for your own good, not to mention my own well-being, career, and mental health. Let's get a publicity still, Lobeam.
Say, moon cheese.
Excellent. Now let's get moving.
Come on, Hunky. We're heading home.
Follow those kids, Lobeam. They are in grave danger.
You said it, Hunky.
Yeah, you really have a way with words.
Those kids don't realize what they are playing with.
If he threw you through the windshield, there's no telling what he'll do next.
It's our duty to inform their parents before this thing gets out of hand. Besides, harboring an alien is a global offense. Good day, sir. I'm Dr. Input of the Spaceonian Museum. Uh-oh, wrong fella.
I don't think the car can handle much more of this abuse, Doc.
Oh, thank you for your deep concern.
We have more on that missing Iceman story. Two members of the search team have apparently traced the creature to the Skypad apartment complex.
Hey, that's getting close to home. I hope that thing doesn't show up here. I've had enough of this musical depreciation.
Oh, he's the most incredible dancer, Dad. He's beyond reality.
You'll get no argument from me on that. Now what? Hey, Hunky, answer the door, will you? Couldn't you just keep the music down to a low roar, say below 100 decibels?
This is it, Blowbeam. You hit him low, and I'll hit him high. He certainly has a grim sense of humor. I'm afraid a new approach is necessary, Loki. This time it's no more Mr. Nice Guy with Mr. Ice Guy.
Who's at the door, Hunky?
Oh, that's a rubble of eyes.
Kids today speak their own kind of language. Maybe I should install a revolving door.
Now, the moment he steps outside that door, he's ours.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Negativism adds nothing to the solution, Lobeam.
Okay, what's going on? Who rang the...
Got him!
If this is a holdup, I'm broke.
Oh, there's been a mistake.
Lucky for you, I'm tied up, or you'd be thrashed. I'm a black belt karate expert.
Oh, please, please forgive me.
If you'll untie me, I'll give it serious consideration.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You see, we are from the Spaceonian Museum. And we mistook you for the missing Iceman.
Look, I may be a cool guy, but I'm no Iceman.
But I've traced the real Iceman to your very door. This is a recent photo.
That's no Iceman either. That's my weirdo nephew from Mongolia.
You don't have to take my word for it. Just look, it's all over the news. Your so-called nephew is actually the missing Iceman.
The imminent return of the lost Iceman is expected at any moment.
This is hard to believe. Cousin Hunky, the Iceman?
The Iceman will, when found, be returned to his native planet for a reunion with his parents.
He recognizes his parents. Incredible.
And if they wake up and find him gone, it's Space Wars of the Century. Come on, fella. You're going home to Mama and Papa. Oh, I just love happy endings, especially when my career is involved.
I just can't believe it. Hunky isn't really our relative?
Relatively speaking, no.
Rover, Hunky!
So long, folks.
Bye, Hunky.
So long, boy.
Bye, Hunky.
Bye, Hunky. Bye.
I'm sure gonna miss those great conversations with him.
Mom, where do you suppose the real Hunky is?
The real Hunky?
Okay, everybody. Here's Hunky. I'm here to tell you all about Spacey's music since the year 2000.
I'm beginning to miss the old Hunky already.
How long are you planning to stay, Cousin Hunky?
Just until I'm king of the rock and roll music world. Blabba-dooba, heavy duty. Gonna rock it to the moonies. Blabba-dooby, yeah! I'll turn you on to some more radical stuff soon as you put away my luggage. The rest of my entourage will be in later.
Entourage?
Now, just relax, George.
And now for my next incredible number, Rock It To Me, Lady Looney, Part 1.
Ooh, that song is a real chart buster. I love it.
I was afraid she'd say that.
Being exposed to new music can't hurt, George.
I've been hurting for years.
Hit it! She was a bad.